For tapes of End Time Meetings, Deliverance Services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
of the Friday afternoon meeting of November the 25th, 1994. The Thanksgiving weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Dr. Bill Noll is the teacher of the afternoons.
And you need to go and repent of that. Because if you repent of it, God will turn it around and set your children free. Set your husband free. Set your wife free. Set your neighbors free. And set you free. Because as long as you've got that spirit is tied to you through a soul tie. It's tied to you. It's got a direct line. When you see soul ties in the spirit, if God ever opens your eyes to discern for the and lets you see in the demon world. When you see toll ties, they look like threads, spider webs coming in. They look like a minuet. And the demons can take those things and make you dance like a puppet from the soul ties. Now, don't turn me off, folks. Don't turn me off. Derek Prince wrote an excellent book, which has been called Cursing and Blessing. How do you want to know? What do you want? He has in here seven indications of a curse. He says, mental or emotional breakdown generally is a curse of insanity. Comes through incest. Repeated and chronic sickness is generally a curse. Your child got repeated ear infections over and over again. They got to put tubes in his ears. Break the curse over him and stand against it. I don't say that you shouldn't give him medicine, you shouldn't put tubes in his ears, but I say you should break the curse and you should stand in the spirit for him. Barrenness, sterility, barrenness, repeated miscarriages, a curse. Breakdown of marriage and family alienation, generally a curse. Continuing financial insufficiency, usually when you got plenty of money, you got a good job. It all runs out of a hole in the bottom of the sack. And you work and you work and you say, if I could just make another $100 a month, man, I wouldn't have any problems. And you make $200 a month and you still got the same problems. Why? Because the hole got a little bit bigger. Curse. Now, what you make, folks, is how much you spend. The curse of poverty will cut a hole in the bottom of your sack and let it run out. It says so in the Bible. Y'all want to see it? Turn to Haggai. Turn to the prophet Haggai. I can quote it by memory, but I don't like to quote by memory. I like for people to look at it. There's something about looking at it. Starting with verse 6, you've sown much, you bring in little. You eat, but you don't have enough. You drink, and you're not filled with drink. You clothe yourself, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages puts his wages in a sack with a hole in the bottom. That's the poverty curse spoken on the people of Israel because they weren't building the temple. They went back, they laid a few cornerstones, and they said, man, we got to build some houses. They went out and built the houses and paneled them with cedar. The temple, 20 years later, was still just had the cornerstone out there and built a wall. Haggai said, you're wondering why you people are having trouble? Consider your ways. You wonder why you're in poverty? Because you're not being obedient to the will of God. Poverty spirit cuts a hole in the bottom of your sack. You got a good job making good money and you're still in debt and you still have financial need, then you need to wonder why the old man in rags is in your life. Being accident prone. Folks, accident prone keep on having accidents. Lose two fingers and a toe from accidents, random machinery. It's a curse. History of suicides, unnatural and timely deaths. Those are the seven signs that Derek Prince gives, and he also gives a good discussion of them. I'd recommend that all of you read this. It's the best book on curses. I had a vision on curses and God understood it. I came down here especially just to talk to Brother Glenn about it. I sat down and I went through with Brother Glenn, and Brother Glenn looked at me and he said, well, truly from God, because that all that's true. And then the next month, Derek Prince came out with this book, or with a pamphlet on cursing, and this book is relatively new. He came out first with a series of three tapes on curses. That was the first thing. And all the stuff that I'd seen was in his tapes. You know, he beat me to it.
Yeah, but at one time he didn't believe it.
That's right. He's just like me, he didn't believe it, but God showed it to him. And I would recommend that all of you get the book. Read about it, because curses can affect your lives.
Malachi 3. Find it.
Malachi 3 says...
8 through 10.
Praise you, Lord Jesus. That's cursed for not bringing a tithe, full tithe into the storehouse. You're cursed with a curse. Praise you, Lord Jesus. And I want you to notice, all of you open your books to Malachi 3 and see what the first verse in Malachi 3 says. What does the first verse of Malachi 3 say? Somebody read that for me, please.
Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple.
Okay, now somebody...
The messenger of the covenant.
Now, somebody read Mark chapter 1, verse 2. I will read it to you. It says, behold, I will send my messenger before your face who will prepare your way before you. It's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ coming. Now, folks who say that this is in the Old Testament must realize that this is a messianic prophecy. Who can endure in the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? He will be like a refiner's fire and a full of soap. He will sit as a refiner and purify the silver. He will purge the sons of Levi. Purge them as gold and silver, they may offer the Lord an offering in righteousness. And then he will be a swift judge against us, the sorcerers, the adulterers, the purgers, those who export the wage earners and the widows and the fatherless and so forth. For I am the Lord, I do not change. And he goes down to verse 8. Will a man rob God? For yet you've robbed me. But you say, how have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings, you're cursed with a curse. For you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And prove me in this now, says the Lord of hosts, and see if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out such blessings that there shall not be room to receive them. I'll rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he will destroy the fruit of the earth, and so forth. I want you to know that's a messianic prophecy. If anybody tells you that tithing is all in the Old Testament, realize that this is a messianic prophecy that spoke of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's tied, and your tithing is tied to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, everybody stand up and let's praise him now. It said that the brain can only absorb what the fanny can endure, and you've all been sitting for an hour and a half. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Let's hold up our hands and praise him. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now we're going to go through a renunciation prayer, and then we're going to break curses. We're going to break curses and call out demons. Hallelujah. We'll see what God wants to do. Everybody sit down now. I'm going to lead you through a renunciation prayer, and I want you to repeat after me.
Dear Lord,
with honesty of heart,
humility of soul,
conviction of spirit,
I do make the following confession.
I've sinned against you
and
disobeyed your word,
whether it be through willfulness,
ignorance,
or curiosity.
But I now repent of these sins. And I ask you to forgive me through the blood of Jesus Christ. But by an act of my will,
in the name of the Lord Jesus,
I close all those doors which I have
opened
to Satan. Now I ask you, dear Lord,
help me renounce all these things
and cleanse me in body, soul, and spirit.
In body, soul, and spirit.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I renounce the following.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I renounce the
renounce the occult.
I renounce the occult.
Witchcraft and magic. Seance, clairvoyance, mediums. Ouija boards and other occult games. Fortune telling, palm reading, tea leaf reading. Tarot cards and pendulums. All astrology. Interest in the horoscopes. The heresy of reincarnation. All hypnosis and mind reading. Mind control and second sight. Water witching and dousing. Levitation and body lifting and table tipping. Astral projection and soul travel. Thought projection and other demonic skills. I renounce all mind control. Power of positive thinking. Positive control salesmanship. And demonic power to impose my will on others. I renounce all sorcery. Dependence on talismans. Such as St. Christopher's medals, Mary medallions, good luck charms, rabbit foots, four leaf clovers, wishbones, potions and armaments. Vow will destroy any that are on my person or under my control. I don't want to offend anybody with that, but I'll tell you, you put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, not in some dead person. And if you have those things that then have come down through your family line, and that then you need to get rid of them, because they don't put their faith in the Lord. They are, by definition, they're talisman, which is a witchcraft charm. They, by definition, are a talisman. I stop here, and I want to refer you to one scripture in Deuteronomy. If y'all will just stay in the spirit and let me read this to you. In Deuteronomy, praise your Lord. Deuteronomy, what the Lord, where is it? Praise your Lord, it's right here. Here it is. Here it is. Deuteronomy 7. 25. You shall burn the carved images of their gods with fire. You shall not covet the gold and silver that's on them, nor take it for yourselves, lest you be snared by it, for it's an abomination to the Lord your God. You shall not bring an abomination into your house, lest you be doomed to destruction like it, that you shall utterly detest it and abhor it, for it's an accursed thing. The old King James says, lest you become an abomination like it. You remember we read the other place that said, for those who commit these are an abomination. And praise your Lord Jesus. I don't want to offend anyone. But that's what it says in Scripture. And I can tell you it is true. I was raised, I carried a St. Christopher's medal in my car and on my key ring, and God convicted me, and I threw those things away. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There's only one scripture says in Timothy, if you want to get your Catholic Bible out and read it, in 1 Timothy chapter 2, it says there's one mediator between man and God, the man Christ Jesus. You can read it in the New American, in the New American Bible, the St. Joseph Bible, it's there. Just get your Catholic Bible out and read it. It says there's one mediator between man and God, the man Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I renounce all literature that I've ever read in any of these fields. And vow will destroy all such books in my possession. I will also destroy any objects, pictures, statues, jewelry, or charts which are on my person or in my house. Praise you, Lord. That's a long one. I'm sorry. I break all curses. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break the following after me. I break all curses. Hexes and spells. Jinxes and jexes and charms placed on me from an occult course. I break the curse of illegitimacy. of incest. 10 generations back. Off my family line. I break the curse of idolatry. Off of my family line. I renounce any oaths. I, my ancestors, ever made to any false god, idol, false cult, false religion. I renounce any initiation into any club, brotherhood, lodge, fraternity, sorority, or any which is of a demonic or witchcraft origin. I break all demonic supplication, demonic soul ties or bondages to my father, my mother, my grandparents, my spouse, my ex-spouse, or any other human being, living or dead, who's ever dominated me or controlled me any way contrary to the will of God. I break all curses of psychic heredity, any demonic hold on my family line. I break all curses of physical or mental illness off my family line. I break any curse on me or my family from a cult of demonic origin and demand it returned to the sender. In the name of Jesus, I renounce every cult that denies the blood atonement of Jesus Christ. Every philosophy that denies the deity of Jesus. Dear Lord, I have a confession to make. I have not loved, but resented certain people. I confess this is sin. I call upon you, Lord, to help me forgive them. I do now forgive. Here, I want to pause for a few minutes and everybody bow their head. And if you got unforgiveness in your heart against anyone, forgive them now very quietly. And just let the Holy Spirit, anybody that He brings to mind, forgive them. I do now forgive myself. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It's very important, people, that you forgive yourself. Remember that Jesus forgave you. He's forgiven you. You need to forgive yourself. Great numbers of people walk around in condemnation because they refuse to forgive themselves for something terrible that's happened. I've heard men say when they made a mistake and a tragedy occurred, I will never forgive. Trying to comfort someone saying, I will never forgive myself for this. And that is a terrible curse to place both on them and on their loved one who they're disappointed. So if you've ever made that statement, you need to renounce it. Say, I renounce that statement in the name of Jesus Christ. I do now forgive myself and release it to you, Lord. It's important that you say it. The whole thing I've been trying to tell you is that the spoken word is important. The spoken word has great power, but you have to speak it. You can't think it. You have to speak it. And when it speaks, it goes forth. God says that my word shall not return to me void, but shall accomplish that which I set it forth to do. And when you speak forth within the will of God, it'll come to pass. And it is God's will that you forgive yourself so He can forgive you. Praise you, Lord Jesus. And so you speak it forth and it will not return to you void. Lord Jesus Christ, I confess that I have committed sexual sin. I do repent and ask forgiveness. I confess I have committed the following. Here you can quietly under your breath name the sins you can remember. Was it lusting after the actress on television? Praise your Lord. Praise your name. Hallelujah. You need to forgive yourself. You need to ask forgiveness. Confess it as sin and put it under the blood. And claim cleansing. By the blood of Jesus Christ. First John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I do accept your forgiveness and cleansing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross for my sin and rose from the dead. You redeemed me with your blood. I belong to you. I want to live for you. I confess all my sins. I renounce them and I turn from them. Now I come to you as my deliverer. Claiming the promise in Joel 2:32. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Lord, you know my needs. That thing that binds, torments, defiles, that unclean evil spirit. I call upon you now, Lord Jesus. Deliver me and set me free. Satan, I renounce you and all your works. I loose myself from you in the name of the Lord Jesus and command you to leave me right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, you spirits of rejection, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. All rejection. All rejection in the name of Jesus. I bind you. These people are not rejected. They are children of God. They've been accepted in the Beloved in the name of Jesus. Rejection by mother and rejection by father and rejection by boyfriends and sisters and aunts and uncles in the name of Jesus. I bind all rejection and command you to leave God's people now. For in Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of His grace. Come on out, rejection, in the name of Jesus. All rejection. Rejection in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. They've been accepted in the Beloved. In the name of Jesus, I bind all rejection. I bind all fear in the name of Jesus. All fear, for fear has torment. And the perfect love of the Lord Jesus Christ has drive out all fear. Fear, we bind you. Fear of the dog. Fear of dogs. Fear of cats. Fear of spiders. Fear of death. Fear of men, fear of sex, fear of sexual intimacy, in the name of Jesus. Fear of disease, in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind all of you, and I command you to leave God's people now, in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose now. Turn them loose in the name of Jesus. Fear of women, in the name of Jesus Christ. Fear of men, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out. Fear of the dark, in the name of Jesus. All you fear, legion fear, I bind you and command you to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All fear, all lust, lust of the eye and the lust of the flesh and the pride of life, come out in the name of Jesus. I come against pride, ego, and vanity, spirit of haughtiness, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of haughtiness, pride, ego, and vanity in the name of Jesus. I bind you and command them to leave God's people now in the name of Jesus. I come against unforgiveness and bitterness in the name of Jesus. I bind the root of bitterness. In the name of Jesus, I bind you, root of bitterness, and I command you to leave now. Leave God's people. All unforgiveness be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. All witchcraft and idolatry in the name of Jesus. All witchcraft, turn God's people loose. I come against the spirit of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. I come against Jezebel in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against all sorcery and all Ahab spirits in the name of Jesus. All witchcraft in the name of Jesus, turn God's people loose. Turn them loose now. All witchcraft, all idolatry, all the occult. I speak to the occult in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, come out. Spirit of whoredom. Spirit of whoredom in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose. All divination spirits. All Ouija spirits in the name of Jesus. All spirits of divination. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, out, out. I speak to the spirit of bitterness and deep hurt in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. I speak to all bondage, bondage, sorcery bondage, bondage to pain, bondage to fear, bondage to alcohol, bondage to drugs, bondage to sex, bondage to fornication in the name of Jesus. Come out, come out. I break the curse of all genital sex in the name of Jesus. I call out all unclean spirits. All unclean spirits, I bind you and command you to leave now. Be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. All unclean spirits, be gone in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. I speak against all sorcery spirits. I come against all yoga spirits in the name of Jesus. All serpentine spirits. All spirits of Kundalini. All spirits of Asmodeus in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. All Apollyon spirits, all spirits of destruction and Apollyon, in the name of Jesus, I bind you and command you to leave in the name of Jesus Christ. Apollyon and Amion, I bind you. I speak to all spirits of Moloch and Chemosh in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of abortion in the name of Jesus. I speak to the spirit of death. Come out, spirit of death and murder. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Turn them loose now. Turn them loose in the name of Jesus. All spirits of death and murder in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out of God's people. Come out in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose. Turn them loose. Come out. Witchcraft. Witchcraft mind control. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I isolate you from all other spirits. You can draw no power or authority from any other spirit. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All of you. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out, stubbornness, stubborn spirits, spirits of stubbornness, spirits of boastfulness, spirits of pride. Come out in the name of Jesus. Spirits of arrogance, come out. Arrogance, spirits of critical spirits of criticism. Come out, all spirits of criticism. Come out, critical spirits. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind all deceiving spirits, all lying spirits, all ecclesiastical spirits in the name of Jesus. I bind all deceiving spirits. I bind all false tongue spirits, all false prophesying spirits in the name of Jesus. I bind you. Come out. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Turn God's people loose in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind every one of you in the name of Jesus. I speak to the spirit of homosexuality. I bind you, you perverse spirits. I bind all the perverse spirits in the name of Jesus. I bind all the perverse spirits, all the spirits of whoredom in the name of Jesus. All the spirits of the peeping Tom in the name of Jesus. All the transversite spirits, all the name of Jesus Christ. All the cross-dressing spirits, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn God's people loose. I bind you. I send the hornets from heaven to drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. I send the hornets in to drive you out. For he said he would send the hornets in to drive out the Canaanites and the Ammonites and the Hittites and the Perizzites in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind all of you and I command you to come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come out. I bind the spirit of poverty in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of poverty and I bind the spirit of poverty in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind the spirit of the spendthrift in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. In the name of Jesus. Turn God's people loose. All of, in the name of Jesus. Turn God's people loose. Turn them loose. All lying spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn them loose now. Turn them loose now in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose. Come on out. Out in the name of Jesus. I come against all spirits of the occult now. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now I come against all infirmity spirits. All spirits of infirmity in the name of Jesus. For Jesus, 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 we break the curse of infirmity in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose. Come on out. Out in the name of Jesus. I come against all spirits of the occult now. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. And I come against all infirmity spirits. All spirits of infirmity in the name of Jesus. For Jesus, 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 we break the curse of infirmity in the name of Jesus. I come against the curse of the infirmity of headaches, of migraine headaches in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind the spirit of migraine headaches in the name of Jesus and high blood pressure in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of deafness. Deafness, I speak to you. Turn them loose. Turn their ears loose in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against all deafness in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against all vertigo, all tinnitus, all vertigo, all labyrinthitis in the name of Jesus. I break your authority over these people. And I command you to leave in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against all tumors of the brain in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against all brain tumors. I bind you and I curse you in the name of Jesus. I curse you in the name of Jesus Christ. I curse you and I command that you dry up and you go away in the name of Jesus. I curse you to your roots and you be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. For they've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. And the stripes of Jesus. By the stripes at the whipping post, they've been healed. I bind you. In the name of Jesus, I come against all sinusitis, all hay fever, all allergy, all asthma, in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against all bulimia in the name of Jesus, all anorexia and bulimia in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against all anorexia and bulimia in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn them loose now. Turn them loose in the name of Jesus. All bulimia, all anorexia in the name of Jesus. Be gone. Be gone. Be gone. In the name of Jesus. I come against all bronchitis, all lung cancer in the name of Jesus Christ. All bronchitis, all bronchiectasis in the name of Jesus. I bind you. I come against all shortness of breath. I come against all wheezing, all asthma. I bind you in the name of Jesus and I command you to leave. Leave God's people. Leave them in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone. I come against all esophagitis in the name of Jesus. I come against all gastric ulcers in the name of Jesus. All gastritis, all ulcers in the name of Jesus. I come against all pancreatitis. I bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against all colitis in the name of Jesus. I come against all Crohn's disease in the name of Jesus. I come against all bowel inflammatory disease in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone. I bind you and I command you to leave in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go in the name of Jesus. Go. Go in the name of Jesus. I come against all cystitis, all infections of the bladder. I come against all gonorrhea, all chlamydia in the name of Jesus. I come against all human papillomaviruses in the name of Jesus. I bind you. I curse you to your roots and I say be gone from God's people in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. 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 I come against all sexually transmitted diseases in the name of Jesus. Go. I come against all vaginitis in the name of Jesus. All prostatitis in the name of Jesus. All urethritis in the name of Jesus. I come against all cancer in the name of Jesus. Be gone. Be gone. I come against all fallen wounds in the name of Jesus. Endometriosis in the name of Jesus. I bind you. Be gone. I come against all fibroid tumors of the uterus in the name of Jesus. All prolapsed uterus in the name of Jesus. Be gone. Be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus, all of you. Go. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. All of you, go. Go in the name of Jesus. Go. 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 We bind all of you. We send the hornets to drive you out in the name of Jesus. We send the spirits of fire and destruction upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone out of God's people. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Come against all varicose veins in the name of Jesus. I come against all circulation problems in the name of Jesus. All arteriosclerosis, I come against it. All heart attacks in the name of Jesus Christ. All arteriosclerosis, I come against it. I bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. Command to be gone. Go. Go. Come against all heart dropsy in the name of Jesus. Be gone. Be gone. Be gone. Come against all flat feet. In the name of Jesus Christ. All foot problems in the name of Jesus. All ingrown toenails. In the name of Jesus Christ. All infections in the body. Be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus. I curse the bacteria. I curse the viruses. In the name of Jesus Christ. I command that they dry up and go away. In the name of Jesus. Take your hands off God's people. These are God's people. These are God's bodies. What know you not that you were not purchased with corruptible gold or silver, but the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Your body is not your own. You were bought with a price. These bodies belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. You are interlopers. These are temples of the Holy Spirit. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you all in the name of Jesus, and I say, be gone out of them in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go in the name of Jesus Christ. All diabetes, I bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. I curse diabetes, and I speak healing and restitution in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Healing and restitution in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name, Lord. Lord, we praise you and we bless you and we glorify you, Lord. We give thanks to you, Lord, for your great glory. Oh, Jesus. Touch them, Lord. Touch them, Lord. Touch them, Lord. Break the curse of the vagabond now, Lord. Vagabond, come out in the name of Jesus. All you vagabond spirits, come out in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Now break the curse of the vagabond in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Anybody got anything they want called out? Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise your name. Allergies. All allergies in the name of Jesus. All hay fever. All sinus problems. We bind them in the name of Jesus. Turn God's people loose. Turn them loose. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, and we praise you for it now, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I wonder you haven't mentioned the repetition of names and praise, God.
Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise your name. I don't know what you're saying, son. What now?
Well, I wanted to go upstairs and get something to show you.
Praise you, Lord Jesus. Mashundio lishimbidio mashatia. Kamashundio lishimbidio mashatia. Thank you. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord. Lord, praise your name. Praise your Lord. Now, Lord Solomon. Lord, I speak healing and restitution to these people now, Lord. I speak healing and restitution, Lord. Now, Lord, I stand here. I stand here, Lord. And I send forth the war angels to break any containers containing part of their soul that's been stolen from them, Lord. And I send forth the ministering spirits to gather this soul, Lord Jesus, and to return it in the name of Jesus. Well, Lord, you said you would lead us by still waters and green pastures, and you would restore our soul. For yea, a lion has torn their soul, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus now, Lord God. We speak restitution, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, to restore the soul, Lord. Make them, Lord God, the child of God you envisioned before the foundation of the earth. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Just touch them, Lord God. Touch them now in the name of Jesus. Heal them, Lord. Oh, God, we speak healing and restoration, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Everybody stand up now, please. Hold up your hands and praise God. Lord, fill them now, Lord. Fill them, Lord. Lord, I release the spirit of wisdom and understanding and counsel and might and knowledge and fear of the Lord to fill these people, Lord Jesus. Fill your vessels, Lord. Fill them full, Lord. Oh, God, fill them, Lord. Let your anointing flow down upon them, Lord God. Oh, God, it is anointing that breaks the yoke. Oh, it is the anointing that breaks the yoke. Let your anointing come forth, Lord. Heal your people. Heal your people, Lord Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name, Lord.
When I see the blood, when I see the blood.
You know, the presence of the Lord is in this place. And there's been a mighty move of the Lord here this afternoon. And we've heard it. We talk about the song of the Lord. Well, that's one song, but we've heard another song of the Lord this afternoon, the song of deliverance. It's been crying out from God's people, deliver me. And God's been delivered. Amen. He set the captives free. He's loosing us that we can be that which He intends for us to be, of vessels of righteousness unto the Lord, filled with glory and majesty, temples clean and holy, walking before Him in robes of white. The demons hate to hear that. You tell them, say, he or she's going to walk in robes of white. And they'll say, no, no, never, never, never. Yes, we are. Yes, they are. We're going to walk in robes of white. Amen, amen, amen. I declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, for He is Lord of lords and King of kings.
Hallelujah!
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 Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise You, Jesus!
Hallelujah, Lord!
Praise
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Lord!
Thank You,
Lord! Hallelujah, Lord! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah, Lord!
Father, we thank You for the food that's been prepared for us in the natural. We thank You, Lord, for Your Word that cleanses and washes us and sets us free. I praise You for it, Lord. I thank You for the heavenly food as well as the natural. Make it a health and strength to us. We praise You for it. And it's a living, flowing, the reality to those who believe. The blood cleanses and washes from sin. Hallelujah. Well, we'll see about 6:45. And you, if Bill don't get started sooner than that, but around there we'll come and start to praise and worship the Lord. Go eat that good food that Tony's got ready for us. Amen, amen.
With my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless Thee, O Lord. I will bless Thee, O Lord. I will bless Thee, with the heart of thanksgiving. bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. Bless thee, O Lord, Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. With a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord.
Thy love, thy loving kindness is better than life. Through Jesus Christ, the Son of God tonight. Aren't you happy in Him tonight? Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thou art worthy.
Oh. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah,
Lord. Hallelujah,
Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah, glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
this is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.